you know. Now, before we dive into this exciting journey of self-improvement and empowerment, I want to take a moment to thank our incredible sponsor, The Hope Collection, for making this show possible. Their unwavering commitment to spreading hope and positivity in our lives is truly remarkable. We believe in the power of interaction, so we want you to be a part of this incredible journey. Call in, write to us, or connect on social media. We'd love to hear your questions, experiences, and challenges. Together, we'll create a thriving community of like-minded individuals, supporting each other to thrive and shine.
Hello, Mary, are you there?
All right, now can you hear me?
Mary, if that's you, this is Len Kane checking in.
All right, hang on.
Mary, I hear a lot of noise in the background, Mary.
All right, is that better?
Oh, yes, now I can hear you. God bless. Welcome aboard. How's everything with you, my dear?
Good. How about you, sir?
Well, busy as ever. Good news is I just was selected for Who's Who in America for 2024. That's a nice thing to happen. So we'll press on with all the good work we do to help make it a better world for others here, there, and everywhere. And I hope that you keep up your good work with the kindness clubs. Going to be still with the, should be in every classroom and every school and every city and every state in the U.S. of A and the world. Might as well go for that, Mary. You're doing a great job. God bless you.
So, that is exciting news, the Who's Who of America.
Well, yeah, I'm just that. I keep telling people I'm busy doing the work of the Lord. He doesn't pay me anything, but I understand his retirement program is out of this world. We hope and pray for that, don't we, Mary?
We do. But, you know, and that's just the bonus perk we get after the fact.
There you go. There you go. I got a call from Mr. Ron Clayton this morning and saying that Linda had a bit of a glitch in her get-along, so to speak, and that she wasn't feeling well, and he's looking after her, making sure that she's got some good doctor medical care and all that sort of stuff. But you're filling in today, and you do the show many days a week, so that's great for you, and we're happy to have you on board again and again, and I'm here to help and serve in any way that I can.
You know, the joke in our household is because I've always had the nickname like Speedy or Diesel, even as a kid, because I like to talk. So this platform is the perfect for me. And the joke is, you know, Andy, my husband, keeps joking about it. He goes, yeah, you know, since you've been doing the radio, our evenings are quiet. I get a break. I'm not talking to him constantly about everything.
Well, we all got to be together because they tell me that the family that stays together and prays together, they always stay together. And your husband sounds like a fine man with all the wonderful things that he's doing, working together with you and your two lovely children, a lovely daughter and a lovely son. God bless you.
Excuse me. Yeah, I've been very blessed and privileged to deal with my little monsters. And I call them that because it's a good thing. They're very creative and very their own people.
Oh, I agree with you. Having met them up there in New York and at the largest Navy yard in the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to also say welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen, Blog Talk Radio Show. We do this 6 days a week, and I'm honored and humbled to be the one who does the radio show on Friday. But we do it 6 days a week, as I said, and we don't do it on Sunday because it gives people a chance, the opportunity to go to church on Sunday.
We
but
do
Mary
do it
Stanley,
on Sundays now. I hate to break it to you and correct you a little bit. We do actually air my church service on the radio for people who can't make it to church and are looking for a service. It is a Christian-based, non-denominational. And we've been getting a lot of people wanting to hear more faith-based shows because of it.
Well, it's wonderful stuff to share good news with people in up to 73 countries. Ladies and gentlemen, those who are listening today, we're happy to have you with us. And it's nice to know that we can be communicating with 73 different countries. And that's the nice part about it. They can convey the good news that we have for you. And I always do this, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome aboard the radio show, and I always say, watch my lips. And, of course, everybody laughs, and that's kind of silly because it's a radio show. You can't watch my lips. But I always say, now that I have your attention, I want to make a point. We're the Golden Rule Society charity. We're not selling anything. We have gifts for you and for nice families and churches and charities. And we've only been doing this for 51 years, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the good part about it. 51 years helping to make it a better world. And I just shared with Mary the nice news that I got a phone call this morning and was selected as a Who's Who in America for the year 2014. So that's the good news. And that's what we're doing, just to help make it a better world. And we're running this charity, as I said, as we're non-paid volunteers. But we have a number of gifts for you, so I invite you to get yourself a pencil and a piece of paper, because I'm going to give you some opportunities for gifts that we offer on a day-to-day basis for making it a better world for all these many years. 51 years. We had a conference where I was the keynote speaker up in New York near the largest naval base in the country. And it was just an honor to meet face-to-face with Mary Stanley and her two children and so many people from here, there, and everywhere. And the Boy Scouts of America are now familiar with the Golden Rule Society program because they were introduced by Mrs. Mary Stanley and her two children. They're little angels, really. And I say that not loosely, because the daughter is just delightful. The son's a fine young man. And they're 6 years old, or 7 years now, and 9 years old. Wonderful, one wonderful point in their lives. And they're doing wonderfully because they have a wonderful mother who's showing them how to be good children, good citizens, good people, all in all, wonderful kids. Isn't that nice, Mary? But there, keep we can come. So, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you to get yourself a piece of paper and a pencil, whatever you want to have, write this down. But here it is. It's our website for the GoldenRuleSociety.org. Very simple. You know how it goes. You've seen it 1,000 times. www.goldenrulesociety.org. goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. Now, there are no spaces in Golden Rule Society. That's all one word. Because if you make spaces in there, then you're not going to get to the site. But www.goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. Now, when you get there, I'm going to give you a sample of just a list of the things that we offer to people, churches, charities, families, neighbors, whoever, wherever, in whatever country, all around the world. Try this to help make it a better world for you. And logically, I tell people on a radio show and whenever, if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, which you're going to get through the Golden Rule Society, logically, you're going to be more successful in your life. And the little cachet is, why make the mistakes that have already been made? If they don't work, why waste your time? So we have that. One of the things we have when you get there, it's called the Success for You. What does that mean? It means on one part of it, it's an action plan for living. How to live your life so that it's going to be successful and enjoyable and friendly and kind and all the wonderful things that you should be doing. And the other part of that program is for you, or hope for you, the whole thing is all together, success for you, is how to be successful in your business world. If you want to be something special, why not follow the good guidance of people who have already done this and done that, and they know what needs to be done? So you say, that's pretty good. And I got stories to tell about people that have just, they keep making the same mistakes over and over, and hopefully they're hoping to make it a better world for themselves and everybody, but it doesn't work. And that's the nice part about it. You can keep from wasting your time. And that's what we're here, to help make it a better world, starting with each of us individually. Now, I gave you one of the items that are the gifts for you, and that's success for you, and you'll find that on the website. And here's another one that I really love to talk about it because I'm very much involved in it. The founder of the organization that I'm going to tell you about was a Marine who was he was medically discharged from the Marine Corps, injured in combat, going to school down there in Texas. And while he was there in school, technology-wise, he was a very sharp man, still is. And he put together a corporation, and he calls it Intiva Health. That's spelled I-N-T-I-V-A. That's an acronym, means informational, technology, videos, are all the information that you need. The information is there for you, all about health. And 2 years ago, I'm one of the advisors and members, if you will, but I'm not a techie, I'm not a doctorate or anything like that, and I don't say that I am. I'm just an old Navy fighter pilot and an old airline pilot that now just working, do my best with the Golden Rule Society charity, just doing charity work to help others. So back to this, Intiva Health, we were selected number one in the world 2 years ago, and we're still there, number one in the world, supporting the medical industry, giving people the medicines and the things that are going to help their bodies, that help them be healthy. The sales of the items that they have put together, they built a factory over in Arizona, and I was there for the dedication of the opening of the factory. And it's been so successful. We've got doctors and scientists and everybody over there saying, yes, if this ABC pill is good, we have a pill that's the XYZ pill that's even better than that to make you healthy and more successful in the life that you're living. You don't have to worry about the glitches and the get along and, oh, I got these aches and these pains. And by golly, if you don't get rid of the pains because the factory, it's so successful that people are loving it and enjoying it that they're in process just about finishing a second factory just to keep up for the demand by people who say, hey, everybody's telling me about that. We ought to buy this gift, this product or that product because it helps you to be more healthy. And we all want to be healthier, if you will. And why not? Look it up. And you go down to the website, goldenrulesociety.org, and check Intiva Health. And you'll see what's available. And you say, boy, this sounds pretty good. I'll give you an example. There's one gentleman tell me that he was going to the doctor, and the doctor was giving these medicines and whatever they was giving him. And he said, Len, I was in constant pain. It was just hurting all the time. It was no fun to even just get up and walk around the house or down the street or go to school or go to work or whatever. And I said, well, have you ever tried the Intiva Health Program? He says, no, I haven't. But I said, let's go. And he did. He visited there. And one of the scientists and the doctors, nurses, whoever that he was able to talk to, and it's free. When you go to make a doctor's appointment, you've got to pay the doctor. You go to Intiva Health, and they say, we're happy to help you do this and that and the other. Okay. Well, they looked at what he was doing and the aches and pains that he was having and the medicine that he was taking, and they said, please, don't take that medicine. Take this medicine, and it's going to help you be better. Well, he came back to me. He said, Len, the pain is gone. I'm back to being a real human being again. I said, well, I'm glad you did that. And I said, what did it cost you? He said, well, I had to go buy the medicine or what they had to prescribe. Sure, you go to the doctors and then you go to the drugstore. But isn't that nice to know that you can get this and help you? And why not? And you get it through the Golden Rule Society. .org, and you can share this with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, and your charity, your children, whoever you want to tell about. And he said, hey, I heard about this guy, Len Kane, founder of the Golden Rule Society, only 51 years ago, working all these years. And ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, I only have 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. And in 2014, they told me I was number 2 in the world. And I said, well, when I was a Navy fighter pilot, I was one of the first top guns and one of the first all-Navy top guns on the East Coast and all-Navy. And that's the nice part about it. You dedicate yourself and you can be something successful. And that's a fun thing. So I don't want to be number 2. I want to be number 1 in everything I do. And that means I'm helping you today because why not? Why shouldn't I? When I graduated high school back in 1954, I had signed up for the Navy, graduated high school, as I said. I had my bag. I was ready to go. And I was saying goodbye to my mom. And she said, Len, now you're leaving. And she said, wherever you go, whoever you meet, whatever you do, she said, be kind. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, those two words are deeply be ingrained in my heart, in my mind, in my soul. I've been living that good advice, two words, be kind, for all these many, many years. And I just had my 87th birthday last month. So the point is, why not be kind with others? Share the kindness. And I've got a little bitty do that you can share with you. But I'm going to keep going on because I've got other things to share and tell you how you can be more successful and lead a better life. Because we have other people in our organization, the Golden Rule Society, we have little over 24 senior advisors, one of which is Mary Stanley. She introduced the show today because of Mr. Joel Griffin. He founded the organization, and sadly he passed away 2 years ago of cancer. But he was a brilliant man. What a wonderful personality, big, tall, handsome dude, lovely bride. And he went to college in Mansfield University, where my high school football coach went to school. Good school, Mansfield University. But the point is, he was such a talent. He was a senior advisor to 3 of our presidents of the United States of America. Hard to believe, isn't it? Not one, not two, but 3 of the presidents thought so highly of him that he was a senior advisor helping everybody and their brother all around the world, a better world for each and every one of them. Again, sadly, he's gone, but we have Mr. Carl Swepston and other people that are here with us and helping us. And Mr. Ron Clayton is now the president of the Hope Collection. He replaced Mr. Joel Griffin, but he is now looking after his bride today, who has a little glitch in the get-along. She's with the doctors, but he's looking after his wife, as a good husband should, as good wives should look after their husbands, wives and for husbands back and forth, taking care of them, the family, churches, charities, all that sort of stuff. I'm getting redundant telling you things that I've said before, but I've got to more information from you. And Mary, I'm going to turn it back over to you while I take a sip of a cup of coffee that I have, take a little break, and I'm here to serve. Over to you, Mary. God bless you. Thank you very much. I'm here to serve.
You know, Lynn, it's an honor as always to be able to work with you, but also call you a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the projects that we are working on that's very close to you and what you're working on is the Kindness Club. And we are waiting on the analytics from the Connections Academy schools. They are doing a survey to see the results of the program, to see how much things have changed a little bit with self-esteem, with bullying and things like that. So pretty soon we should be getting that to find out where we need to tweak the program and what kids like to learn and what they want to learn more of.
You're an honest, wonderful lady, my dear. You served the United States in the military, and now you're here serving not only the U.S. of A, but the world, with all the wonderful things you're doing, especially with what you're putting into the schools, with the kindness clubs. And your young daughter was influential with that. You were telling her all about the kindness club and all that good stuff. And then she said, well, we ought to have a kindness club in our high school. And you picked up on that and said, why not do that? And I mentioned earlier, we ought to have a kindness club in every classroom, in every city, in every state, in the U.S. of A, and the whole world, for crying out loud. Because it's not competitive with the teachers. It's supportive of the teachers that they can do better work with the kids because the kids are all in that same feeling and system than the kindness club. Back over to you, Mary. I said I'd take a break, and I didn't even get a chance to make a full sip of my coffee because I'm so enthused just being with you on the show today, ladies and gentlemen. Mary Stanley is an angel, to say it kindly and nicely. Back over you, Mary, please.
Thank you. You know, with the Kindness Club, what we emphasize and we teach children is their mental health. You know, for years, we've dealt with bullying. We've all dealt with it. And the difference between what we went through as kids compared to now is that when we came home from school, we were safe. We had a safe place to go. We didn't have social media. We didn't have internet. Well, now these kids, no matter where they go, they've got it. Between social media, through phones that are attached to their faces all the time, they are always getting bombarded with things, good or bad. And we have stopped teaching our kids that self-esteem is what you feel internally for yourself. And they're using external sources, such as social media, how many likes they get on a post or a picture or something, to validate who they are and how they feel about themselves. And with the Kindness Club, we teach children that how to be happy with who you are. You are made a particular way for a reason. And we all have rough years. We all have those awkward years in school. But we don't let that define us. We use that as a moment of uplifting and understand, you know, it may suck right now, but you know what? A couple years down the road or a few years down the road, it'll get better. And most bullying is done because that child is struggling with something either at home or at school or themselves. And they've found lashing out at someone else makes them feel better. And our goal is to uplift these children and teach them that they don't need outsource for validation, that they are okay with who they are. And our goal is to end the bullying by education, but at the same time working with the schools and teaching them how to get to that root of that problem and sit down with these bullies and find out what's going on and how to help them instead of just punishing them for acting out one way or another.
Marvelous idea, yeah. Mary.
Mary,
just gotta compliment you.
It's Country Boy.
Well, welcome, Brad. God bless you. Press on,
you
please.
I talk a lot, Lynn, but I'm also a good listener, and I love reminiscing, even though we like going back down memory lane, even though the life that we had in the past, we'll never get a chance to live it again. But I still think about when we bought report cards home, they didn't email it to you. They wrote it down and made you get a signature. If you didn't learn how to forge your parent's signature, you were in trouble if you went home with bad grades. You might have flunked math. You might have flunked English. You might have flunked science. But there was something on your report card, Lynn. They call it a conduct report. It was kind of like a kindness thing. You didn't have to pass PE. You didn't have to do 100 push-ups. They didn't care if you could jump rope, but you had to be able to keep your mouth shut and be kind to other people. There's no way in the family household that they would allow you. Let me let you understand one thing, Country Boy. The first thing that you have to understand before you make it to elementary school is it's not about you. It's about the God that we serve and his glory. Number two, when you leave here, make sure and have clean underwear on in case anything happened to you and they got to rush you to the hospital. We don't want them to take you in the emergency room and you got dirty drawers on. That's a representation of the family. You're not just representing you, Lynn. You're representing the family. If you act, excuse my French, I can't say it no other way. If you act a fool, it's a reflection on your family. They must have not taught him no manners at all at home. Did you see how he walking around with his pants all drooped off his butt? When he get home, they going to get you behind, Liz, and let your ass hang out. No, I'm just telling you. But Mary says that we've been bought up, but excuse my French again, us religious people, us people that want to act like we're Christians. Dr. King says, I've been around the world more than one time, and I'll probably go again to a better place, like you said, Lynn. Y'all don't get paid nothing for this non-for-profit organization that you're working in with the Golden Rule Society, but I love it, Lynn, when you say that you hear that God's retirement plan is simply out of this world. So when back in the old days, when you had to do certain things that represented the whole crew, they taught us team philosophy. Together, each achieve more. If you act badly, it's going to make a reflection on the family. If you do good things, good news travels just as good as bad news. They said misery loves company, shows us love. So Dr. King says, I've been around the world and seen all different types of cults and all different types of evil. And, you know, you can't have one without the other. There's the good and the bad and the up and the down and the front and the back. So you can give good news to a good person, and it might come out bad. But you can give bad news to a bad person that might come out good. So it's all in what you say and how you treat each other. But you was not going to come home from school and can't be kind to somebody, Lynn. So that's something that they taught us back in the old days. And the last part, Mary said, when we start to find out and look a bit closer to why they're bullying you, it's not about you being short or being tall or living in the rich neighborhood. It's something missing that they don't feel good about themselves. So if they need to lash out, if they need to push you down and make you skin your knee so that they can get you can get the attention, the bullying came because we just idly stand by, excuse my French, us religious people, and watch it happen. We know the evil is going to be evil, but we kept asking, the bullies are showing up. When is the kindness people going to show up and say enough? Is enough is enough. So right now, we're going to use the children to confound the wise, but we're calling all you old schools out too. We're calling all the men, the women, the boys, and the girls, and we're getting ready to come together to help make for a better world. I'll stop right there, Mayor.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just listened to Mr. Brad Dorsey. Southern boy who is just extremely successful in life because he's got the right attitude. And he is a senior advisor to our Golden Rule Society. And whenever he does a great job, I double his salary. And as I mentioned earlier, we're all non-paid volunteers. So two times nothing is still nothing, but he gives his time and his talent and his devotion to helping the Golden Rule Society charity. And the what he is involved in and the businesses, they're now, I could go on and on, but let me tell you, very successful in all that he's doing in helping others. And he's one of his, he's got children, of course, and one of his sons is extremely successful and very influential, doing the same sort of work that Dad does. What needs to be done? He hits at it and makes it better for everybody that's involved. And to have Mr. Brad Dorsey, his nickname, Country Boy, and he likes it, and everybody likes that, his nickname. But I kind of like to give the name that the good Lord gave him, or his mom and dad gave him, Mr. Brad Dorsey. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Brad, keep up your great work. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever want to meet anybody terrific, it will be Brad Dorsey, first in line, as we have a number of other people who are doing the same sort of work. And that's the part of it. We're all on the same team looking to solve the same problems to help make it a better world for everybody. And we're not throwing rocks at people. We're being kind. And that's the biggest thing.
Man,
with kindness,
allow me,
love,
man,
and hope in your heart for peace in this world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And some people call this the good Lord's 12th commandment, where he says, share the love that I give you with others. Now, isn't that a nice, powerful, simple, good Lord shares his love, and he asks us to share it with others. Knocks my socks off, and you've heard it before, Ron and Mary, but again, Mary, I'll turn it back over to you if Ron's, if Brad's finished. I'll
Lynn,
jump
let me,
in whenever you need
let
me.
Let me salute what you just said one more time, Lynn. The very, very, very first thing that you said when the show started today, and when you start to talk about Intiva, people have knowledge and expertise in areas that you may not. First of all, if you think that you can do everything that whoever you say created you to do by yourself, then he didn't tell it to you, which means that you're going to need some help. Lynn says the KISS program, keep it simple, servant. Ron Clayton, he always comes up with clever stuff to say. He's our new, y'all like that word, new president. He calls it servant leaders. Did y'all hear that? That's a compound word, Lynn. They call it servant is one thing, leaders is another. But why does leader come behind the word servant? Doesn't leader go in front of serving? Or does serving come in front of leading? I'm confused. A servant, leader. Oh, that company that was over there, what's their name? We won't call their name. It says, just do it. No. Lynn Kane says, we got experts and professionals around there that's been there, done that. It don't work. What's the first thing we tell you when we coach? We may not tell you everything that works, but look, we can tell you what not to do because the plane is going to stall and you're going to crash. So we care, you guys. We care enough to share enough information. Oh, I forgot to tell you. We're in the information stage, and knowledge is power. We want to empower you, but not beating you down. Last one, Granddaddy speaking now. Country boy, if you're the smartest person on your team, you need to find yourself some new players. Why? Because eventually it will create something what they call in the old neighborhood, Lynn, they call it jealousy. Now they just modernize it. They call it haters. Yeah. People that will never complete you, they'll compete with you. We don't compete with each other. There's nobody in the world that can compete with Lynn Kane. He's the best in the world. But if you start to look at the eight pillars that we have, we surrounded ourselves. Joel Griffin, Lynn told me it was okay if I call you guys super. Yeah, super. That's just another word, another adjective. And I added the word friends. Yeah, we're super friends. We're super friendly. We're super kind. Did y'all hear that word? Super kind. But we work together to help bless humankind. And what we've done in the process, we've been able, well, God's been able, to take the best of the best from the north. Mary's in Minnesota. I talked to Mary the first time we met. I was laughing. I wasn't making fun of her. I wasn't bullying her. But it was 82 degrees that day here in Georgia, and she got 5.5 feet of snow. She said it was cold outside. But look at Lynn, way over the West Coast kind of man in California. And then Ron Clayton's up in New York. Rick's in Colorado, and they put Country Boy way down in the dirty, dirty South. Yeah. So we've taken the best of the best from the North, the South, the East, and the West, and we allow every single person to come in and love y'all ain't listening to me. Love their very, very, very best, because anything less than that is absolutely unacceptable. Oh, I forgot to tell you, ain't nobody can do what you do, like you do, when you do, what you do, and we feel honored and privileged, Lynn Kane, to be able to do anything with you. Last one, you know you was the best in the world, Lynn, but you didn't get that way from not practicing. I'm telling everybody to keep practicing. I was telling the kids, now I'm telling the old people, practice, practice, practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better at whatever it is that you, I'm talking to you now, that you do. Here's a kiss. Don't miss it. Do unto others before Lynn Kane, they do unto you, because when you give some love, some hope, and some kindness away, Lynn Kane, eventually it's going to come right back to you, even if it does not come from the person that you originally gave it to, because you done blessed people all around the world, and you continue to do that through the golden rule by doing it what? Keeping it simple. Simply just treat other people the way that you want to be treated. So do unto others before they do unto you. And you give some love, some hope, and some kindness away. Eventually it will come right back to you. And I hear the kids singing in the background, what the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Oh, talk about an awesome individual, Mr. Brad Dorsey. God bless you, and he has, and he will continue. Keep up your great work. I'm an honor to, it's just a pleasure and an honor to be associated with you as we help make it a better world. And back over to you, Mary, if there's anything that we want to put in, because I've got a bunch more stuff to talk about in the Golden Rule Society. Have you got it, Mary?
Sorry, it was muted. Forgot that.
Oh, okay.
Well, the Golden Rule Society is one of the oldest organizations still into business today. And I would love for you to talk a little bit about how you started that. Because I went through boot camp. I was in the military. How did you have time while you're in the military fighting in a war, because you were during the Vietnam era, and still have time to create this organization that's still around today?
Well, I think it was a blessing of the good Lord. Mary, thank you for bringing it up. But I graduated high school, went to the Navy in the boot camp, and I took a bunch of tests, and I said, hey, kid, you did pretty good. I said, well, that's great, because what I really want to do is go to the electronics school so that when I finish the Navy in a couple, 3 years, I'm going to go to Penn State, my home state, and then I'm going to get a degree, and then I'm going to get a job with IBM. That was my goal. And I said, well, you're took the test. You did pretty good. And then want to take this other test? And I said, what's that one? They said, it's to get into the Naval Aviation Organization. Be a Navy pilot. I said, I haven't given that a thought. But I took the test, and the next thing I know, I'm down in Pensacola, Florida, flying Navy airplanes. And I did that for almost 40 years. And afterwards, to answer your question, Mary, I retired from the Navy and got a job as an airline captain with Pacific Southwest Airlines right here in the San Diego area. And to make the long story short, one day, shortly after Christmas, I was telling the people on the airplane, it was always fun to talk to them, mostly on the ground, so that when flying, we paid attention to that. But on the ground, I said, ladies and gentlemen, you can't believe what happened at Christmas. I got two electric shavers for Christmas. One from my lovely bride, Anne, and one from her dear mom back in Pennsylvania. So I asked my buddies, both the old fighter pilots and also the airline pilots, I said, what am I going to do with two electric shavers? I said, Len, it's simple. You shave your face with one, and you shave your legs with the other one, sweetie. So I know I got the joke. I said, not if I'm... So one day I popped up, and I said, ladies, I got these two electric shavers, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to swap one of them with anybody on board for something of greater value. The one shaver, they're worth about $22 each. So I said, I'll swap one for something of greater value. And each time I'm going to want to get people that want to play if we have time. I said, we'll keep swapping. Well, what happened was people thought that was a great idea, except my boss, the chief pilot, heard about it and he says, you're doing what? I said, well, yeah. I says, what I'm doing is a swap shop in the sky. And he started, he said, that's right. So he went and he talked to the president of the company. He said, that Len Kane, he's just doing a swap shop in the sky. And all of a sudden, and the president says, that's terrific, terrific. Let's tell people about him. This and that and the other, wonderful. And what we did was I just kept doing it, the swap shop in the sky. And what we did was we created and swapped and got enough donations, if you will, of different products and everything. And what we did with all the products, we raffled them off, if you will. And what we did, very first time, we raised almost, well, just over $100,000 that we gave to charity. So here is a $22 electric shaver that ended up giving $100,000 or so to charities that needed it to help others. And one of my good buddies, who was a golfing pal, he said, Len, you better get yourself a charity. You just can't have people, he's getting $100,000. How much is he putting in his pocket? And I said, well, nothing. He says, yes, but you have to prove it. So we formed a charity. I said, what are we going to call it? And I said, I believe in the Golden Rule, so why don't we just call it the Golden Rule Society? Terrific. So we did. We've been doing that, as I mentioned, for 51 years now, just over 51 years. And it's still very successful. We're doing all kinds of things, helping others, and we still don't get paid. But that's okay. I don't mind that at all. Because the retirement program that I get from the Navy and from the airline, it's enough to get along. And that's the nice part about it. So I'm not bragging or anything. I'm just telling you what it was. But that's how it happened and how it came to be that we had the Golden Rule Society charity. It came up by because of a mistake.
I said I was on the prayer line, but they let me talk.
I'm sorry, Mary, you got cut out. Say it again.
No, I fixed it. We had someone with loud background. You're good. Continue, please.
Mary. Lynn.
I've got other telephones here, people trying to get in with the charity.
Hey,
but anyway,
Lynn.
Mary, I just appreciate that. And what I wanted to, another thing I wanted to talk about was, again, this is the organization, and it's called Hope for You. When you get on their website, goldenrulesociety.org, look and find the Hope for You. And this was put together by Mr. Joel Gripping, and sadly he's gone, but we say pray for him all the time and tugs at the heartstrings, and we do. But and Mr. Ron Clayton is now the president, and he's running it. He's also a senior advisor in the Golden Rule Society. But if you go there, Hope for You, you'll find opportunities that are helping the needy people worldwide, and success for you. For educational, motivational, inspirational, character building, for God, all this is available to you. And hope for you. And I mentioned earlier that the success for you, and the other one that I wanted to mention to you, is we call it being an old airline pilot. We have a program where, and this is, I'll use the example because that makes more sense. He's here in San Diego, and he said, Len, you know, I'm really like enjoy being part of the Golden Rule Society. You don't need to be a member. If you want to be a member, that's fine. There's no fee to be a member. But if you sign up and you say, okay, let me know what's going on. Tell me all the new stuff. We just simply tell you that, oh, here's a new program. If you're interested, go for it. Again, I'm not selling anything. But here's the nice part about this, that this fellow said, Len, I was offered opportunity, had to go back to New York City on a business trip. He says, my wife and I from San Diego, New York City, round trip, two of us. He said it was going to cost $1,000. And I said, well, okay. But he said, you know, I'm a member of the Golden Rule Society. I'm affiliate. I'm supportive and all that good stuff. But anyway, they said, oh, that's only $100. I'm sorry, excuse me. $500 instead of $1,000. So the nice part about it, the airlines, and it's not only airlines, this is the same thing with trains, buses, get on a ship, go on a cruise ship someplace. They would, whenever they can offer you a discount. If they have empty seats, they will offer a discount to get people on so that all the chairs are full. But I always offer this advice. Don't try to get a discount on New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve or 4th of July because they're pretty much all filled anyway. So plan ahead. That's what all I can do for you. I have no control over what discounts, when they do them, or how they do them. But when they have them available, you can call, give it a try. If they don't have any available, well, you'll have to pay the price. But it doesn't expire. That's the nice part. You can get discounts when they're available and if it fits into your schedule. So why not give it a shot? If you just want to say, okay, here's a make a reservation, I'll pay full price, it doesn't matter to me. That's up to you. You want to try to get a discount? Give it a shot. He did. He saved $500 the first time. And he's gone on other trips, and he saved money. So why not do that? Tell your friends about the Golden Rule Society and let them see if they can get them the Wise Traveler program that's available. And we have the other ones, operational things that you have to take a look at. And I mentioned to you earlier, I've got 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. I didn't apply for them, but somebody said, hey, Len, I'm going to put a nomination in for you. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Coming in number 2 in the world one time, 2014, tugs at the hearts. There's another program that you want to kind of get into. It has to do with discounts at the drugstores. The process is called Prescription Discount Program. And they may be in your local drugstore. They may not be. I have no control how they run their business or well. But they have offered, and they said, we have a number of these in a number of the prescription drugstores. And people say, well, okay, I am here. The doctor said I need this prescription, and it's going to cost me $100. And they say, well, no, maybe it's only $7 or $50 or whatever. I have no control. But why not ask? Because all they can do is say, yes, we have that opportunity. And it increases their business. It helps them. Bada bing, bada boom. Why not? Why not? And I'm looking down the list here, and I got to share this with you, but it sounds not, I'm not saying I'm bragging, but I got a call just before the start of the show. It was the organization about who's who in America. And they said, Len, we have selected you again. I have been a who's who in America before. So I'm who's who in America in 2023. And I said, well, thank you. I'm honored and I'm humbled and I appreciate it because it means a lot. And the nice part about the manager or the director of the Who's Who and the program today with Mr. Ron Clayton is that I was a keynote speaker at the Buffalo, New York Navy Yard honoring the Veterans Day that was just the last weekend in June of this year. And I got there, and they said, put on your Navy uniform, which I did, and I was the guest speaker, not the guest, but the keynote speaker and others. And the nice part about it, not only that, they said, okay, that was really great. This is the largest Navy yard in the country. And we had the dedication of the African American dedication program, and that's as an honor that I was just humbled to take a part of. But the nice part about it is that it came and it went, and people, next thing I know, they said, oh, we need to get you on the channel 14 in the television stations. So I went there, and then the next thing I know, one of the largest churches in the Buffalo area, I was invited there to speak there. And one more organization, they had a big party, get together for everybody, and they said, would you come and speak? So all I did was telling many of the things that I'm telling you today, ladies and gentlemen. And there's a lot more available to you simply going to www.goldenrulesociety.org. And you're going to see all of that wonderful stuff that's available to you to share, not only with you and your family, but neighbors, your church, your charity, your school. Tell the kids. Because Mary Stanley, who's the hostess today, she's got the Kindness Club in her state. And there they go. They're helping the children. The kids love it. The teachers love it. And what happens is the kids are being more successful. Simple as that. And you can't beat that with a stick. So we're getting close to quitting time. And Mary, I'm going to say thank you for your courtesy, your kindness, and all the wonderful stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And we're coming up with one of the things. It's kind of the Kindness Campaign. We're pumping it up. And I'll be doing the Kindness Campaign in short. Maybe it talks in 1 minute. But I'll be doing it in English, Spanish, French, and German, for the different countries. So that's it with for now, and I'm going to take the rest of the day off today. No, I've got plenty to do. But Mary, thank you kindly, and ladies and gentlemen who are listening to this, please share www.goldenrulesociety with family, friends, neighbors, churches, charities, whoever you want, and we'll keep it going. God bless. Thank you, Mary. Keep up your good work. Thank you all. God bless.
Mary.
Mary. German? You sprechen Sie Deutsch?
I'm sorry?
Len, you sprechen Sie Deutsch? You speak German?
No, but I don't speak German. I was conversant in Spanish and in French. But I can get along by reading the message that one of the German friends will write it down for me, and I can read it, but that will convey the message.
Len,
so back over to you.
Len, this country, I don't speak Chinese either, but they got an app that will convert what I say into Chinese. So, but last little thought, Mary, real quickly. Len, while we're talking, I've heard so many cliches in my life that are nowhere close to the truth. But you are a living legacy in your own time. And every single Friday when you show up, you make history all over again. It's almost like you break your record every time you step up to the mic, Lynn. But here's the last part. While you're telling your story, the part that really stuck out in my mind was the part where you shave your legs with the extra razor. But, Lynn, to me, in story-type form, it sounds better than the Grinch that stole Christmas. Please believe me when I say that your story sounds better than the Grinch that stole Christmas. And then, Lynn, when you look at the end results on how God can take a little old kid like you that used to shave his legs with a Norelco shaver and have one of the oldest non-for-profit organizations in America, and then turn right back around to flying fighter planes to working with the children. God truly loves all the little children, and you took what you learned from learning kindness as a child, flew around the planet, and gathered all that wisdom, and came right back and started to share and care all over again. Lynn, it is truly an honor, more than a privilege, a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege, just to breathe the same air that you breathe, sir. We love you. We love you. We love you. Keep up the good work, sir.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're wonderful. All of you. All of you. Especially you, Brad. You're something special. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to wrap it up and say bye-bye for now.
Thank you,
Thank
Len,
you,
for joining us.
God bless you, too.
It is always an honor and a privilege every time I get to talk to you.
Thank you.
Remember to follow us on social media and optimize my It's a blessing. It's a wonderful blessing.
And to stay connected with our community. Join us back here tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern for another enriching episode as we continue our journey towards a more fulfilling...
Thank you, Mary.
Until then, take care.
God bless you.